Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show underway, brought to you by Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi. Oh, it's perfect, perfect weather. We had iced coffee all summer long, but now it's perfect weather for a nice, toasty cup of Harvest Ridge. Stop by your local convenience store, and they brew up Harvest Ridge fresh there. You can get it delivered to your business, like we do here at the Radio Ranch, or you can enjoy a cup at home with your own freshly ground beans. It's Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi. Gretif, the Great River Economic Development Foundation, has a lot to talk about, I'm sure, today, because it's Manufacturing Month.
That's right, Manufacturing Month.
And Kyle Moore is here, past mayor of the city of Quincy, future state representative for our region here in Illinois, and will continue to be the director of the Great River Economic Development Foundation. So
I need one vote, so I'm unopposed. So
unopposed.
My dad said he voted, so I think I'm okay.
So you've already early voting, yeah. And your dad in. You know. Before we get into Gretif, and I hate to mix this,
yeah, you're fine.
But you know, people are constantly complaining about government, and yet here you run unopposed. Now that's not your fault. That's the Democrats' fault for not putting up a candidate up to oppose you, but there is an irony, isn't there, that we complain a lot about our government and say our government doesn't listen to us, and yet here you are. You've never held this post before.
Correct.
You have no track record to run on except what you did as mayor and what you've done with Gretif, and yet there was no opposition. What is that a sign of, that the Republicans are just in so much control in Western Illinois that the Democrats don't want to waste their time, energy, and money running, or
partially that. I think statewide we just have pockets where it's controlled, or one party has so much of a percentage of the vote that, you know, for somebody to give up most of their life and time with their family and loved ones on what might be a losing effort, I think is a hard task. But I will just say, you know, locally here, we have municipal elections coming up. We have park district coming up. We have school board coming up. And, you know, those are races that often, too, are people run unopposed. I mean, last time we had city council up, and I think we maybe had one contested race out of seven.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so I think it's even a challenge at the local level, because it takes a lot to run for office these days. It takes a lot to be in office. And with social media and the state of things today, it takes a toll on folks. So I think it's becoming increasingly more difficult for people to get involved in government.
Well, we're glad that you're involved.
Thank
because you.
You
bring a wealth of experience to it. And, you know, it is interesting, as you mentioned, when you're trying to work with local governmental agencies, as you will as a state representative, Park District doesn't pay anything, I don't think, for their board members. That's a free job. School board, that's a free job, and that's really thankless. City Council does pay. At least you
get $100 a meeting.
Yeah.
For 53 meetings. You know.
So, you know, and you get in, well, you also get, okay, let's be honest, if you're a city council member and then you rise up to become mayor, those years of service count for your retirement.
They do not anymore.
They do not anymore.
No, that ended in 2011.
Mm.
Yeah, so that does not qualify anymore for the pension.
Okay. Well, we're not going to make
it. You learn new things every day.
See, I do.
Yes.
That's why I love having people that actually know something on my show instead of me who just talks about things that I don't have any idea about.
The good
about.
Thing is we're going to celebrate all levels of government here
very
on Friday.
Segue.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
You know, it's Manufacturing Month, and we're celebrating.
They're coming to Quincy.
Yes, we're celebrating with a press conference and a guidance counselor tour of Manchester Tank Friday at 1 o'clock. And this is a great opportunity. So we'll have the mayor there. We'll have a representative from the state of Illinois, usually Sal Garza with DCEO. And then we'll be able to hear about, you know, the great products that Manchester Tank makes, the impact of manufacturing in our communities. We'll have a representative from Dot Foods, who serves on our career guidance team. We'll just talk about the career guidance team and their efforts to make sure that our you know, youth know about all the opportunities and also the environment of manufacturing. A lot of times people think, you know, there's old stereotypes when it comes to working in a manufacturing facility. And we try our best to shatter those stereotypes to let, you know, students know that not only is it a nice, clean and environment, you're dealing with technology that's state of the art, but also you have upward mobility in your career. A lot of times, for example, our FAME program that we started with John Wood, these are students out of high school earning $21 an hour. And 2 years after they graduate, they're going to have no debt and going to be making $63,000 and the ability down the road to make six figures. So there's a lot of opportunities in the manufacturing here industry locally. And this month we get to celebrate
great remorse and great regret that I didn't.
Still time.
Yeah, I'm sure they want a 65-year-old pudgy woman to come in. But, you know, what you have said is so true. For years, it was like, go to college or go to trade school or join the military. And a lot of times people went on a college track that really didn't belong there because they thought, well, that's the only way I'm going to get a good head of household job. And that's not true. And now we're dispelling that myth. Mm-hmm. And Gretif and others are stepping up to say, hey, come look what Manchester Tank has to offer. Come look what Dot Foods has to offer. Mm-hmm. The Maker's Truck, what is that called? It's coming to Cooler. What's that place? You know,
Craig Industries. Yeah, Makers on the Move.
Makers on the Move is coming this week. And again, Craig Industries has been with that Made in Illinois. They've been in the top two.
I think they got second place. Very exciting. And we're excited too because a part of Manufacturing Month, we also have the Tri-State Maker Fest, and that follows up on the 18th, where we have high school juniors and seniors from around the tri-state. So it's not Quincy only come in. And this year we're doing a little different. We used to do it at the Oak Lindsay Center, and students would be able to go to the John Wood Workforce Development Center, then they'd come to the OLC and they would get to talk to manufacturers. This year, we're actually doing it where all these students are going to be able to go tour manufacturing facilities. So they are going to go to ADM, Mantank, Knapheide, Titan, Hollister Whitney, Gates Air, Fibro, Co-Wholesale, among others. And so now we're giving students a first-hand view into these facilities. So we're very excited about that. It's a little change of format, but we want to kind of mix it up. And also juniors are able to go this year, which we're excited about as well.
That is a sea change, and that is fantastic because, again, in the olden days, I mean, when I graduated from college in 1980, you couldn't get a job. I mean, it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard to get a job. And I remember I was out of work for 3 months between jobs before I got the career that eventually landed me here, not that long ago, but eventually landed me here. And I began to despair a little bit in that 3 or 4 months when I was not gainfully employed. Now, these juniors in high school can go out and say, I want the cleanest, nicest factory with the best benefits and the best pay, and I'm in the driver's seat. If I can show them that I have the brain power and the physical and mental acuity to do these jobs, they're ready to hire me the day I graduate from high school.
And if you show up, and that's the thing, if you show the ability to show up, put your phone down, and get to work, the sky is the limit. And so I think what these manufacturers have shown the ability to do is to take individuals who have the desire to improve their lives, but maybe don't have the skills, maybe not the trained skills to say, we will train you. We'll train you how to read a tape measure even. We'll train you how to read a blueprint. And so these are things that later on in life we kind of take for granted that people know how to do that. But these the manufacturing companies here in the tri-states, they will take somebody with little knowledge and mold them into a wonderful individual with a life-fulfilling career. And so that's what we're celebrating this month here at Gretif.
So if somebody is out there listening and you're going to take kids from Missouri and Illinois in this program here in the middle of October, if they're wondering if their child is participating, what, should they just call their school?
Yeah, call their school and the guidance counselor. So it's all set up through their guidance counselors, and anybody can participate. And so and we've got it all coordinated on as to, you know, what schools will tour what facilities. So, for an example, you know, schools in Schuyler County and Brown County will tour Dot Foods, you know, and schools in Missouri will tour General Mills. So, there's different things like that. So I would say just reach out to those guidance counselors and sign those students up.
But every single one of the participants that you mentioned, as far as the factories or businesses, they're all hiring right now. And they're all running advertisements.
Correct.
Saying, we need help, and we need employment. So manufacturing is still big here in the tri-state area. We hear a lot about how manufacturing jobs are being lost overseas, and we have lost jobs overseas. Let's not sugarcoat it. But compared to the rest of the nation, Kyle Moore, how does Greta gauge, how are we doing as far as manufacturing jobs compared to the rest of the nation?
As a percentage of our workforce, we have a higher percentage of individuals employed in manufacturing than the national average. And I would even look at some of the wins that we've had here, really the last 3 years that I've been involved in Gretif with manufacturing. If you look at Trimark coming into town, opening a new facility, United Alloy not only opening a new facility, but building a state-of-the-art facility. You have NAPI Manufacturing building a new facility. I think that speaks to the strength of manufacturing here in the tri-state area, that manufacturers are not only thriving here, but they're wanting to move here from other locations.
Yes. And so we are bucking a trend.
We are.
You're going to be part of our state representation, and we love to hear how Illinois is driving jobs away. Yet somehow here in this western segment of Illinois, we tend to still have companies that are hiring and employing people.
And when you talk to manufacturers of, why did you choose, Quincy in the tri-state area, they talk about the strength of our workforce and the work ethic that we have here, and the fact that most of the time people will stay with their employers longer here than in other communities. So, when they go to a larger metropolitan area, it's a lot easier for people to job hop. And then companies, because I don't know what it is, but I don't think companies treat their employees as well as our local employers do here, because everybody's family. You go to church with people, your kids go to school together, and you see them in the grocery store. And so I think our employers just treat their employees so well as team members that people want to stay with their employer longer.
Well, I think that is so true. I mean, no matter how high up on the muckety-muck chain you are, you still have to buy your groceries somewhere. You still have to go to church somewhere.
Right.
You still have to fill your car with gas.
That's right.
Very few of those people have folk to do that for them. So you're going to be able to run into them. The other thing is, even if they want to be the evilest employer in the world, they can't be anymore, because if they don't treat you nice at Factory A, you'll just take your skills and go to Factory B, and they'll be glad to have you.
That's right. We know that. I say workforce development is a lot different when we have a worker shortage than when we have, I would say companies have their pick on employees. And so now you have to offer good benefits. You have to have a great working environment. And the nice thing is the employers that the high school students are going to be able to see at the Tri-State Maker Fest all offer those things. And so I think it's very exciting for students to be able to see the opportunities that are here right in their very own backyard. And I think sometimes we take that for granted. We think that, high school students want to go off to greener pastures, brighter lights of a bigger city. But I think when we let students know that, hey, you can do all those things, but do it in Quincy, Illinois, or in the tri-state area, and look at the quality of life you're going to have, a lot of times students will think twice about moving away.
Well, that's why this is so critically important. You're going to get these juniors and seniors together this month. They're going to go to these factories. Now, some of them may decide, hey, I still want to go away and have a college experience. I still want to go to Illinois or Mizzou or Truman. I still want to get a college degree. But in their mind now, they'll know I could get a management position.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what is so critical, and what we have here, and I'm going to let you talk about this, mm-hmm. If I start out as a high school graduate at one of these manufacturing companies, okay, I have no college education, I don't have much of a skill set, but they're going to teach me. I also have the opportunity, because of John Wood College, Moberly Area Community College, Quincy, HLG, Culver Stockton, whatever. If I decide that I want to further my education, a lot of times that company, if they see in me something impressive and say, you could do more than what you're doing and we could open up a spot for you higher up on the food chain, often They'll even help pay for your schooling because it's so economical to go so close here to home.
That's right. It's not only it's economical, but they can shape the curriculum here at our local institutions of learning. So when you talk about John Wood and you talk about QU and HLG, they have regular meetings with employers to talk about, this is the curriculum that we're offering. Is it still relevant? Is it still valuable to you as an employer? So they're more likely to send their employees through that. And I would even say, you mentioned this in the community calendar, that's one of the great things that Greta, the district, and the chamber offer is opportunities for professional development. We're offering one this Wednesday with Payne Schoen on team building. And so it's not just our institutions of learning that you can better yourself, but you can do that also by attending some of the events that we do with our economic development partners.
Can you stick around for a little bit
more? I'd love to.
Okay, we're going to take a break, head up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative. Speaking of a organization that fuels our economy, the IRSA Farmers Cooperative does just that, and this report is brought to you by Pioneer. Our conversation continues with Kyle Moore, the executive director of the Great River Economic Development Foundation. It is Manufacturing Month, and this area has more manufacturing than the average in the nation. So when we hear a lot of people saying our jobs are being shipped overseas, thank goodness, because of some of the local ownership we have, or even if it's nationally owned, they have such a tie to our area, like BASF, which is a foreign company, and General Mills, which is not headquartered here. Mm-hmm. Or then we have the great things like, you know, ADM close to being headquartered here, Knapheide Manufacturing, obviously, Blessing, which is not a manufacturing, but, you know, if you're going to have these things, you have to have a hospital core that will take care of them. I mean,
well, and there's a lot of technology in health systems now, too, so there's a lot of the similar skill sets as well that people don't realize.
Surgical technician, my gosh, they make a lot of money and can go to school for like 6 months and get certified, and then all the training you need on the job. And
that's right. That's right.
It's just fantastic. It seems to me like you're not getting any gray hair, so it must be a pretty easy job to be the head of the Great River Economic Development Foundation.
Well, it's a fun job, Mary.
But we keep talking over and over again when you come about the same challenges, and one of them is lack of a workforce. You mentioned, can you get a teenager to put down their phone and pay attention for 8 hours? And they're not being trained to do that. And I know that sounds silly because, yes, anyone can be trained to do anything, and if they're motivated enough, they will. But I still hear employers say, we hired these kids, we thought they would be great. They lasted 3 months because they could not stay off their phone.
Mm-hmm.
What are we missing? Is it parents? Is it school? What are we missing?
Well, I think right now there's been a change in the last, I would say, 10 years of working while kids are in school. So when I was in school, everybody worked. Now everybody's in sports. And so by the time that somebody starts their first job, they've never had to put their phone down, or they've never had to go 8 hours without, looking on their phone and things like that. And so I think it's just, I think students are going into the workforce a little later. And that's not to say that, there aren't a lot.
That might be a good thing.
That might be a good thing.
Mature.
Yeah, which is, you're
right
there.
But they don't get to put it down for 2 hours.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
Then put it down for 4 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that we're seeing a little bit of that. We're seeing students get hired out of high school and college who've never had a job before. And those sometimes are really tough to then train by that standard because of the fact that they've just never had to do it. But I will say here locally, that's one of the things that we're trying to do with a partnership for John Wood with our FAME program, is that it used to be that students would go to school and they wouldn't be able to apply what they're learning for 2 to 3 years, maybe 4 years. And now we found that students really enjoy when they can learn, but then also apply what they're learning on the job, which is why the FAME program has been so well received, because as students are learning how to drive a forklift or how to do welding and things like that, then the next day they're on the job site and they're applying those skills in real time.
And that is so helpful to the employee and to the employer. housing. Oh my gosh, I'm kind of getting sick of talking about it. I really am. And I shouldn't be so callous, because there are still many, many people who don't have a place to live. And I was kind of thinking to myself and laughing, when you're bringing in all these high school kids that live around here, you'll have to tell them, whether you want to live with mom and dad or not, you probably have to make a good living and put all your money in the bank, because you're not going to find an apartment. You're going to have to live with mom and dad. But there is an irony. If you start a job when you're 18 and you're making a darn near head of household wage, if you can't find a decent apartment to live in and you live with mom and dad and you bank that money for 3 or 4 years, you can make a down payment or buy outright any house you want. And there you are at 25 living the dream and of home ownership.
Well, you know, when people ask me about some of the things that do cause us stress at the Great River Economic Development Foundation, how do we remove barriers to employment so that way we can fill the worker shortage? And the two things that we're working on this year, housing and childcare. And the good thing is we've seen our local governments, whether it be the Quincy City Council or the Adams County Board, address those issues. So
put money towards it.
So there's $1 million programs with the City of Quincy, $1 million program with Adams County on the GROW program for housing. And just this last month, the Adams County Board directed $250,000 to a program that we're a part of called Adams County Cares, and that is a three-pronged approach to get more people into the workforce when it comes to childcare. So we're going to be offering some tuition assistance. We're going to be offering some scholarships, some opportunities for high school students to have an internship and make money, which is going to be great. And then we're going to be offering some sign-on bonuses. And so we're working with many of our partners to kind of flesh that out, and we're probably have more information the first of the year. But those are some of the things that, when you talk about gray hairs and things like that, those are some of the things that when we meet with our board, they're saying, hey, we need to address those, because that's affecting individuals' ability to be employed.
Absolutely. And those people on your board are the employers.
Correct.
Of our community. And they're saying, hey, I can't get anybody to maybe work full time. I have got job sharing going on, which can work so that, you know, moms or dads can stay at home a couple of days a week and share their job with somebody else and take care of the kids. And one thing that's a glaring hole right now, we've got the old Washington School over there on North 8th Street, and they've had some personal problems in that family, obviously. The husband has been charged with trying to kill his wife, and they both own that place, and it sits empty, and that's got to be a huge hole that nobody anticipated would be there. And we also, I think at one time, Kyle Moore, you told me that there was going to be a survey done of empty lots or vacant upper story things that could be apartments. I still drive around Quincy and see an awful lot of vacant lots, and I'm wondering to myself, why isn't somebody building a house on that vacant lot? Or why isn't somebody renovating that upper floor so that that can be an apartment? If we've got this crying need, where, I mean, capitalism is supposed to fill this need. We're not supposed to rely on the city to give us $1 million, although good. Where's capitalism?
Well, I think that's why we did the, you know, one of the reasons we did the housing study a couple years ago was to show developers the need for housing and the fact that they could make money. So we did a number of pro formas on different developments to show builders. And for example, last week I met with a developer out of St. Louis who wants to do more housing in the area.
Isn't it funny? And it has to be somebody from St. Louis.
Well,
why is that?
You know, I think a lot of our local builders are doing projects right now.
They're busy.
And so if you want to get on Janning's Construction's, you know, calendar, they're booking, you know, probably a year out. I don't want to speak for him. I'm not speaking out of knowledge.
Speaking to someone who just bought a home, he's saying, it's not that easy to find a place to live.
It's not. And so, you know, there's multiple issues right now, including the cost of materials that's driving the cost up. It used to cost $100 to $150 a square foot to build a house, and now you're looking at $250 a square foot. So if you look at, you know, a 1,000-square-foot home, which is modest.
It's possible to live.
Now you're talking about a $250,000 home, and how can somebody afford that? And so that's where the incentives are helping to drive that cost down, even if it's $20,000. And hopefully the mortgage rates will continue to creep down lower, because that has been a huge shock to the system and affects the affordability of housing here.
It really is. I mean, it's funny how the tail kind of wags the dog, because if you have all these great jobs and offer these great salaries, but yet nobody can live here because there's no place to live.
Correct.
There's only so long people are going to commute. I mean, I know people who drive from Keokuk every day to work in Quincy and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly see the traffic going out in the morning and coming in the morning, to know that this area is one giant tri-state economic mm-hmm. development area. We mm-hmm. understand that. So we already have people who think nothing of commuting 20 miles, maybe even 50 miles. But you're not going to commute much more than that. You've got to have a place. And I still see, again, so many empty lots and so many upper stories that are vacant. You would think that there would be some financial incentive for a capitalist to come in and do that, but you're saying no. If it existed, it would happen.
Well, I think we're starting to see that, as you're starting to see more development happen. For example, the townhomes on 8th and York, you know, that's a new development that 2 years ago nobody would really think would go over, and now it's going over really well. We've talked about the number of different apartment units that are being built here, so I think developers have opened their eyes, but it's a long process, and so you know, the housing need is real. In our housing study, we showed that over the next 10 years, our area could use 1,400 new units developed. Now, with the Adams County Grow Program, there's going to be 49 units that are going to be developed. So we're making slow progress,
chipping away,
one by one.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, I want you to comment on the fact that you mentioned social media and how evil people can be sometimes on social media. I have been I'm not on Facebook and I'm not on social media, so say what you want about me. I won't read it. But I am shocked at the number of people who gave pushback to the 8th and York project, as if I can't afford to live there, so it shouldn't be built. We'll talk about that when we return. Stay tuned on The Mary Griffith Show. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Economic development is job retention. It is job training. It is housing development. It's an awful lot of things, and Kyle Moore is here. And we only have about 3 minutes left, so Director of GREDF, Mr. Moore, tell us what you want to leave people with this month.
Well, just a few things. First, we still have the opportunity for the Lunch and Learn this Wednesday with Payne Schoen for professional development. It's manufacturing month, so we'll have a press conference at Manchester Tank this Friday at 1 o'clock. And then afterwards, we have guidance counselor tours where area guidance counselors are going to be able to go to Manchester Tank. And then we have on the 18th, we have Tri-State Maker Fest, which is always a fun day where high school juniors and seniors can get a hands-on view of what it's like to work in a manufacturing facility and the career opportunities that they can have if they enter into the workforce in manufacturing. So a busy month. We're excited about it and excited for the opportunity to promote those. So I appreciate the opportunity, Mary.
And I know the Chamber of Commerce has a showcase coming up later this month for those who are not in high school, but those who have already in the workforce, or maybe they feel that, you know, it passed them by a little bit. They didn't get the training or education they would have liked to have had. It's not too late.
Nope.
Absolutely. Older folks can come to this showcase, present yourself, have a resume, and you could get hired on the spot.
That's right. There's opportunities for headshots as well. And so the other thing I'll just plug real quick, if you're an entrepreneur in the Quincy area, we have a business concierge service at GREDF, which can help you go from your dining room to a storefront and kind of walk you through that. We have a business startup guide that we have with the chamber in the district. So if you would like upward mobility and not sure how to do that, reach out to any of our economic development partners and we'll help you out.
And there's certainly enough vacant storefronts that if you want to start your own business, if you get the right kind of training to do it, and there is so many people who want to help you and
Correct.
Want you to be successful, because you may only employ yourself and one other person now, but who knows?
Right.
I mean, Curlin's is moving into a new location, and they started with one little candy and gift card
mm-hmm.
store, and now they were huge at one time.
That's right.
They've contracted now, but that's okay. Things come and go. But they're still here, and they're still employing people.
Yeah, I was had lunch with my dad the other day. He started his floor covering store at the age of 39, and now I think they have, with independent contractors, probably 25 people working there. So a one-man operation turns into 25 people being employed.
Well, he had to hire somebody. His worthless son is going to work for him.
Oh, boy. On that note, Mary.
On that note. Kyle Moore, always great to have you here. Kyle Moore will be your next state representative. Again, I don't know how you're going to wear both hats, but that's for you to figure out, not for me. But you're going to have to be nice to everybody in your job as GRADF, and then you're going to have to be mean to everybody in your job as state representative.
As long as I'm nice to you, Mary,
that's all that matters.
That's right.
I'm glad you figured that out.
That's right. It only took me 12 years.
Oh, do you miss city council? Do you miss the meetings?
Always.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Kyle Moore, thank you so very much for your time today. Well, that'll do it for the Mary Griffiths Show today, folks. Stay tuned tomorrow. We hopefully will have on the superintendent of the Quincy Public School District, Dr. Todd Pettit. Speaking of social media, everybody's got an opinion about how our public schools should be run. So if you want to get on the phone tomorrow and ask Mr. Pettit a question, please feel free, and always write down our number, 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Fox News is next.